For years, I kept getting injured. Different parts of the body, same frustrating pattern. No matter how much rehab I did, it always came back. It wasn't until I looked deeper at the root cause, at stress, emotions, and how out of balance my body really was, that things started to finally change. In this episode, I'm sharing my personal injury story, what I learned about the mind-body connection, and how a holistic approach helped me break the cycle for good. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. When I wrote my first life game plan, my body was broken, and one of the biggest goals in there was, not the biggest, but from a personal perspective, was around my physical health. My children were young, I wanted to be able to spend more time with them, I wanted to be able to do the things that an active dad could, and I wasn't able to do that at the time because I just was busted in so many different ways. And so that was something that opened up to me a whole lot of different solutions to all of these different injuries I had. But my first experience with injury and seeing a deeper reason perhaps was when I was 20. I was still at uni. Everything was adding up. I had so much uni work to do. I had prac teaching coming up, which I was terrified of, and I was just all getting too much. Well, football wasn't going well. And then the Friday before it was all sort of coming to a head, when I had all like four big assignments due, which I probably barely started because I typically left things to the last minute. The day before, I uttered the phrase, "It's okay," not the phrase, the sentence, "It's okay, I'll break my leg tomorrow at football and I won't have to worry about any of it." And sadly, that was my first experience that I can recall manifesting something quite significant, because my friends got chills the next day when they heard that's exactly what happened. I broke my leg and spiral fractured my right tibia, fibula as well was broken. My foot was going, or my leg was going at the wrong angle. It's like I had three ankles. And 18 months of recovery. So be careful what you wish for. And then fast forward to my body was in all sorts of states of disrepair. It's amazing what solutions show up when you have a really clear focus on what you want. And I don't want to go through all of the injuries, but there's a couple that sort of spring to mind. And from a mindset shift, which I've talked about before, from one of my mentors saying, you know, like, what? Do you believe every thing you're told? If you believe every diagnosis you're told, then you'll have to continue to be stuck in the same patterns. And I was determined to change that and create a different belief system after that. So one of the solutions that showed up was my foot. And actually, this is predating this as well. This is probably another experience before I'm going through all this personal development stuff. My right foot had been broken. I was having all sorts of pain in a joint at the top of my foot. I was training on a Tuesday, limping till Thursday, training on Thursday, limping to game day, and then it'd just be getting better on Thursday for the next training, on Saturday for game day, and then game day and of course game, you're throwing yourself into it even more intensely, and then I'd limp for the next 2 to 3 days until next training. And repeated that pattern for a few years, and until I heard this story about my mother-in-law not having to have surgery on a carpal tunnel problem, quite invasive surgery, and she'd been to acupuncture and four sessions, and she'd never had a problem there again. So I'm like, oh, this sounds amazing. I'm going to give this a crack, and that's exactly what happened for me. Four sessions, the very last session, he put the needle right into the joint. I've never had a problem with that. My foot again. So that just sort of opened my mind up to a whole lot of different possibilities. So then fast forward to me wanting to free up my body, probably the first thing that showed up was I'm at a barbecue and I hear someone in sort of, you know, off in the distance in the barbecue, someone talking about their back and how they'd had it fixed by this acupuncturist that lived just around the corner from where I was at and where I lived. And I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. And so I went and spoke to these people who were having this conversation. I said, oh, you know, can I hear more about this? Because I'm having no end of problems with my back. And again, the reason why that was is because I had really clear game plan for what I wanted from my life. And your subconscious mind sets to work to see, to hear, to observe, to come in contact with the solutions to what you set down, that you create in truth by writing it down. And would I have heard that message if I wasn't looking for it? I don't believe so. Because it's amazing what you pick up when you've got that focus. We take in billions of bits per second, apparently, and we can only process a very small amount of that. So you need to give your brain, particularly the subconscious, a very clear parameters on what it's looking for so it can take in the things that you need. And that's exactly what happened. And this chiropractor in my local area fixed up all these different problems with my back. Your back basically builds up all of these knots to keep you safe. If you've got a weakness in your back, that it'll tighten and it'll keep tightening until where I was, where I just had no mobility and I was having no end of problems with lifting and all sorts of different things. So then my back's suddenly on the mend, and then I had some broken bones in my other foot, which made me ask questions about running, and then I get on this running journey about changing my running, changing the shoes I wear, how I land, all these different things that ends up taking me looking for a run coach, who I find the run doctor, who wasn't too far away from where I worked at the time. He was also a chiropractor, remodeled my running style, helped me build up the muscles that had never been built up from a young age. So basically training my hamstring and my glute muscles to work in a way that they'd never had before. I'd always relied on other parts of my legs. And suddenly my feet are good. And interestingly, two things really strengthened other parts of my body too. One was after I did my back, I was doing Pilates and like physio-led Pilates. So not the one you find in a gym, but the ones that were very specifically designed to strengthen for a whole range of things. And it's funny, when I got my back fixed and strengthened, and then I recalibrate the muscles in my legs as well, then all of these other aches and pains and niggles started to go away. My dodgy ankles that I'd had for as long as I could remember, to my late teens, they suddenly were so much better. And then my knees stopped hurting and my hips stopped hurting and my back got better and all of these different things. I had a specific target on what I wanted. But I also started to learn that a lot of these different parts of my body were all also related to different blocks I had. So with my back, the back very much represents support, a lack of it. Different parts of your back also represent specific parts of support. And that's what I found out that I needed to address. And so I started doing that. Had problems with my shoulders. You get this floating calcium in your shoulder joint. I had both of those at different times. Excruciatingly painful. Problem was I had the weight of the world on my shoulders, and I was taking on too much. I was taking on too much physically, mentally, emotionally. And my body was just saying, you can't keep doing this. Addressed the root cause. Shoulders are better. I do need a rotator cuff surgery because I still can get some pain if I serve in tennis or throw a ball for long distances. But other than that, I don't have problems with my shoulders. Got the right support. Don't have problems with my back anymore. The feet. It's about learning to stand on your own two feet. The body talks to us. It tells us. If you address address what it is telling you, then your body will find its way to healing. It's amazing. So you'll stop the reoccurring injuries. You know, I talked about in the previous episode about specifically around a couple of the footballers at the moment and them going to get all this really expensive and exclusive rehab and then still having recurring injuries because they haven't addressed the root cause. So I won't bore you with the other endless stories about the different things that I needed to improve my body and what they were to do with, but there was a long list. And I'm as fit now, like physically, as I feel as fit as I was when I was 18 or 19 from a strength and stability and freedom in my body. I don't get that pain that I got all through my 20s, 30s and parts of my 40s. It's not to say that I'm at the same fitness level because I'm certainly not pushing my body to the limits that I did it in my teenage years, but I have the fitness at the level I want it to be, and I'm also working on other things that I didn't work on back in those days. And it's amazing what the body is capable of in the right conditions. The word dis-ease, the lack of ease in the body, a lack of freedom, something that's not right. Our body retains the mental and emotional scars of injuries, and those scars will continue to play up until you address it. And sometimes people get rehab and they get mobile again and they can carry on, but there's something in there that still doesn't feel quite right. And that's what it is. There's a story playing in your head that you need to talk it over with someone who knows how to shift that. There's an emotion that's stuck there that needs moving. Emotion, energy in motion. You need to move it. You need to move that emotion through your body so that you can allow that freedom back again. So before you blame the doctors or the physio or anything else, or as soon as you start blaming your body and getting frustrated and angry, it's just reminding that there's other work that you need to do. So it's never about going, I've tried everything and this just can't make it work, because there's always a solution. Always. And yes, you need to do the physical rehab. Yes, you probably need to change your diet. You probably need to put the right things into your body. But you also need to address the root cause. It's a holistic approach, and it's one that works, and it's one that I swear by, and I've helped that many people through it. A guy I worked with just last year, he had shoulder problems, same thing. He was just carrying too big a load. Yes, he went and got surgery and he got rehab, but we made sure that it was free and it's recovered quickly. And also with his back, same thing. Initially he was like, yeah, I'm going to see this chiro still, it's really good, but the more we've done the work, the less he's needing to do that. He's not having those setbacks. Because often, you get told, well, you probably just need to have this tune up for the rest of your life. But what if you don't? What if you don't have to have it for the rest of your life? What if you could heal that, release it, full recovery, that part of your body strengthened, and having that trust in your body again? It's a lot of why the recurring injury is, because you lose trust in your body. Imagine that. You trust your body to do what you want it to do. Particularly if you're getting older. We're all getting older. But you know what I mean. And you're thinking maybe you've times passed, your body can strengthen, it can still recover, and it'd be totally worth it. It's never ending your regret. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.